Welcome to this week's End of Days Update, coming to you from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We had such a great time last week. Gosh, it's amazing how the churches seem to be so on fire to hear messages about the coming of the Lord. Kind of cool to see people's hearts get expectant and excited because we're so close. Remember Jesus, he rebuked them for not knowing the hour of their visitation. He said, hey, you can tell what the weather's going to be, but you don't know your hour of your visitation. So he wanted them to know. So what we're doing with the End of Days Update is coming to you every single week to look at what's happening around Israel. But if you happen to be in the New England area, this weekend we'll be in Springfield, Mass, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Sunday night we'll be in Laconia, New Hampshire. We're going to have a great time. Those are Joey Roberts and Ross Roberts Generation Summits. We're going to have a fun time, man. They're crazy because you never know who's going to preach, but we'll have a great time. So we're coming to you every week to look at the things that point to the coming of the Lord, specifically the gathering of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war. The rapture of the church is signless, but the second coming has so many signs it makes this easy for us. I hear people say, well, I can't tell when the Lord's coming back. Yet he provided verse after verse after verse after verse to show us what the climate would be, show us what the nations would be doing. And man, the nations are falling into position one after another, showing us how near we are to the coming of the Lord. So let's pick up with what's happened around Israel. Probably first of all and foremost is probably Turkey. It came out yesterday on the Jerusalem Post that Turkey is wanting to take over the Palestinian Authority. Remember I said a few weeks ago, every single thing showing what Turkey was doing was they've systematically surrounded Israel militarily in Egypt, Libya, Syria, and even the northern part of on the edge of Turkey. Crazy. So this week, Jerusalem Post came out with another post saying, ready for war, Turkey on the war path. And it says, and no one's paying attention. Kind of crazy when you have secular media talking about what Turkey's doing, because this is the big deal right here. Yesterday, President Erdogan of Turkey made the announcement that Jerusalem belongs to Turkey. Now remember, he makes those calls in the last few years, hey, we're going to call on all of Islam to ascend to the Temple Mount and take over the Temple Mount. Well, yesterday is the big one when he said Jerusalem doesn't belong to Israel, it belongs to Turkey. And when you start hearing verbiage like that, you can tell, man, something's up. So you got all kinds of things happening. You had rockets fired from Gaza this last week. One thing that's been intriguing, you haven't seen really an interception of missiles from Iran going down into Syria. You've had a couple of skirmishes where Iranian militia fired missiles into Iraq again, real close to our base. I'm surprised that we really haven't retaliated, but there's more and more shift of troops like we talked about last week. With that shift of troops, that means something's up. And the main thing about something being up, it came out again yesterday. I love that they finally talk about it, that of course Hezbollah put all their missiles in schools, grounds, hospital grounds, soccer fields, so that when Israel has to retaliate, they get as many fatalities as they can. But Israel's so cautious about going after those missiles. Pretty crazy. You saw this last week that Russia came out to help Iran with an S-400 missile defense system. They said, we're ready to deliver it. It's really interesting seeing Russia's connection with Iran and Turkey. Why is that a big deal? Why does that bring a kind of my heart to attention is those are nations mentioned in the Ezekiel 38 war. But in the middle of that, you got all kinds of celestial stuff happening. You got asteroids flying by. You got Halloween. You have a first blue moon since World War II. You have earthquakes. You had 600 earthquakes in the California area this last week. They're talking about it looks like it's the big one next. You got all these storms in the Gulf. So, I mean, you got nations in upheaval along with weather in upheaval. And then you have the earth in upheaval. Why? Because Jesus is just about to come back. Probably the big point that freaks me out is all the things happening around Israel. Israel's going through a real major lockdown, though, because of the coronavirus. But you had the Pope come out this last week. The Pope came out this last week and said, hey, we've got to have one United Nations to be communism to rule all because it's time for one world leader, and he hammered capitalism. So there's a lot of verbiage coming from different places that are pointing to the tribulation. You had Macron from France talk about Lebanon having to make some changes. And those are entrances for the Antichrist to come in, all these things that are happening like this. So what it tells me, though, it's exciting. Jesus is about to come back. Remember, Jesus said, when you see these things, lift up your heads, your redemption is drawing nigh, indicating he doesn't want you downtrodden, he wants you excited and wants you happy. Many more things keep happening around Israel with the Temple Mount. I'm intrigued to see the things that are found with the Temple Mount Institute, the readiness for the six red heifers so that they can start having sacrifices. They know that they're so soon to start having that. But let's go to the Scripture. What do we do to always go to Scripture to make it clear and concise and easy to understand? Number one, Israel made a nation. Number two, Jerusalem won back. Jesus said, the generation that sees those two events will not pass away till all is fulfilled. But you know, every week we get into it, you got the Hebrew language restored, you got the Ethiopian Jews brought back, You got the fertility of the land of Israel. You got the revival of the Roman Empire. You got 172 different species of predatory birds. I mean, it's radical. You have even more that are happening now. You've got fish in the Dead Sea. Crazy. You got foxes showing up on the Temple Mount. You got the ritual baths around the Temple Mount fill up with water. First time in 2,000 years. So you got tangible physical things that the Bible said you'd see right before the coming of the Lord. One of the ones I like is Rabbi Itzhak Kaduri. Jesus appeared to him and shows him that he's the Messiah. Took him showing how he fulfilled all the feasts and that Jesus is the Messiah. Fulfilled everything he had to be the Messiah. Freaked him out. Before he died, he said, okay, open this letter a year after I've gone home. And in that letter, he showed where he prophesied that just before the coming of the Messiah, that Israel would be ruled by two Benjamins. I mean, 6 weeks ago, you got Benjamin Gantz, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel ruled by two Benjamins. Crazy. So that prophecy's come to pass. So we look at all these things because you have signs of the coming of the Lord. That's so kind of the Lord to do it, to make it so blatant for us. But then you have signals. I mean, what do we have? We had last year and the year before, you had blood red moons on Passover and Tabernacles. That's crazy. Four in a row. NASA calls it a tetrad. When's the last time you had four in a row on Passover and Tabernacles? 1967, when Jerusalem was won back. 1948, when Israel was made a nation. 1492, at the Edict of Expulsion. That's crazy. So things happening in the heavens coinciding with great things happening with Israel. But there's even more. You had the Bethlehem Star this last year. First time in 2,000 years. Jupiter, Regulus, and Venus. Crazy. After that, you had Mercury do a flyby of the sun. Planets formed a sickle. The moon formed a sickle. Orion changed his instrument to hammer. He had hammer and sickle on the same day. So we're so privileged and so blessed to have the heavens preaching to us. You got the signs preaching to us and all the verses in the Bible preaching to us how close we are. What do we do? Help our local church, help our local pastor. Be more engaged. The closer we are, the kinder and the sweeter, the more merciful you'll be. The Lord shows us all this stuff because He loves you so much. He wants you blessed. He wants you encouraged. He wants you strengthened. We'll come back next week. We'll look and see what's happening around Israel. There's a lot of things literally unfolding right before our eyes every single week, showing us how close we are to the coming of the Lord. What an exciting time. So lift up your heads, have great joy and great strength. Jesus is just about to come. Have a great week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week. One love to overshadow.